Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, Praise God, praise God. I want you to just enter in. Let your heart, let the songs of praise go deep into your heart. When you come into the presence of God, allow the Holy Spirit to dwell within you, to move in you. Seek His face. Father said, come into His courts with thanksgiving and praise. Just enter in for a few minutes, and then we'll be right back. It's such a blessed time when you can just enter in and get soothed by the Spirit.
So holy, yes, you're holy. We are so glad, God, that you have loved us with an everlasting love.
Now, Father, I lift up your people all over this country, all over this nation, God. God, oh, yes, Lord God, that you make ways, God, where there seemeth to be no way. You know those, oh, God, that hearts are before you because, God, you said you knows the intents of our hearts. God, help us to seek you with all our heart, our mind, and our soul, Lord. God, we need more of you every day, God. Every day, God, we need more of you. We need you in our lives, in our families, oh, God, in our schools, God, on our streets, God. We need you, oh, God, where there is much turmoil, God, where there is much fighting and shooting and killing and where there is marriages breaking up, God. We need you in every facet of our lives, for we can't do anything without you, Lord. We call upon you, Jesus, because we know, Jesus, that you are seated on the right hand, making intercession for us, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, precious Jesus, almighty God, everlasting Father, restore unto us this joy of our salvation. Oh, God, oh, Father God, take us from glory to glory to glory. Oh, Father, oh, God, renew a right spirit within us, God. Oh, Father, oh, God, where we are hurting, where we've been abused, where we've been, oh, God, torn and battered, God. God, we need you, Lord. We want to be free, oh, God, from everything, oh, God, that the enemy is trying to pull us down with. Oh, God. You have given us the power and the authority to pull down every demon, everything in high places, everything that tries to exalt itself against the knowledge of Christ. God, you have given us the opportunity to pull it down and put it under our feet. Thank you, Father God. So the devil is under our feet, and we sing hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Of the Lord of Lords. Oh, Father God, direct our path. Direct our path, God. We want to be ordered by you, God. We want our path, oh, God, to be clear. Want our footsteps ordered, oh, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, everyone behind prison walls, God, order their footsteps, draw them closer to you, Lord. Where they have failed, God, they can get up again, God, no matter where they are. That son, that daughter, that's on drugs, God, deliver. Oh, God, that single mother that's trying to raise children, God, and having a hard time, God. Oh, Father God, help her too, God. Oh, Father God, make her strong in the power of your might, oh, God. God, you said there's no good thing that you will withhold from us those that walk upright before you. Help us to walk upright. Oh, Father God. Oh, God. You provide us with good things, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. You are our provider. You are our provider. You are the one, oh, Father God, that we seek. Praise God. When none else will do, God, you steps in. You makes it possible. Oh, God, thank you, Lord God, that you have us engraved in the palm of your hands. Praise God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that you knew us before we was even created in our mother's womb. Thank you, Lord God, you knew us. Thank you, Lord God, that you made us from the dust of the clay, from the, oh, God, the dust of the earth. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. And you formed us, oh God, in your image, oh God. You made us in the image of you, Lord. So, God, we look into you, the one that knows us, God. Oh, Father God, you planted us here, oh God. Wherever we were supposed to be planted, God, you planted us there, God. It could have been in a foreign land, but, God, you put it on this soil, God. For a purpose and a reason. Everything, God, has a purpose and its reason, oh God. But you told us how to love all over. Thank you, Lord God. And to pray, oh God, far and near. We do lift up Jerusalem to you, oh God. Father God, that you keep Jerusalem, God, that they seek your face, God. You said you have loved Israel with an everlasting love. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you for loving, oh, God. Oh, God, thank you for, oh, God. Oh, God, going along the seashore, healing, teaching. Thank you, God, that you're still doing it by your Spirit. God, you said you would never leave us comfortless. Oh, God, you would send a comforter, and sure enough, you did, God. Oh, praise God, and he's ever living on the inside of us. Thank you, Father God. Oh, God, we got so much to thank you for that it would take all night long, God. But we can't thank you enough for what you do, God. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Come with thanksgiving in our hearts. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, you are listening to God's Favorites Ministry coming for on Block Talk Live tonight. We're so glad that you are joining in. Praise God. If you have a question or anything, just press the sign. We'll be glad to answer any question that you may have. Oh, praise God. We're just so glad that you are here. Praise God. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through. God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. At this time, I'm going to turn it over to my co-host, Sister Peggy Biden, and then I'll be right back with you. Okay.
Well, praise the Lord. This is God's favorite radio program featuring our pastor, evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorites, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana, 70073, area code 504-347-5797 is our number. To listen to our program, please dial area code 714-409-0578. If you would like to give a praise report or make a request that we can pray with you or just let God know what type of blessings that you would need, press 1. Again, that number for Block Talk Radio is area code 714-409-0578. And press 1 if you would like to take and give a wonderful testimony. Also on Friday nights at 7 p.m., Minister Janice Williams is the host of Victorious Living, which is a part of the Ministry of God's Favorites. Call this number, area code 714-409-0578, and you will receive a great blessing by just listening to God's Word. Minister Janice Williams does a beautiful program. And also a special thanks to our pastor, evangelist Vivian George on Sunday nights at 7 and Minister Janice Williams on Friday nights at 7. Isn't it wonderful that we know that we can call upon the Lord at any time? I was listening to a program today and they were singing Jesus on the Main Line, Tell Him What You Want. And it's wonderful that we always have him on the main line. And we can call upon his name and ask. And we shall receive. All we have to do is to ask him. Remember to pray for our loved ones this year. And keep on pressing in to praying for our loved ones that is lost. Protection for our neighbors, neighborhoods, our children, our schools, our teachers, our government officials, yes, and most of all for all nations. But remember your nation. Remember the United States of America. It's one of the most trustworthy nations of the world, and everybody looks at her for an example. And that is what we have to say. We have to be a good steward for God because we represent a wonderful nation, and you can make it happen just by telling the Lord that he is great and grateful to be praised. Psalms 89, it has a song about God's loyalty. It says, I will always sing about the Lord's love. I will tell of his loyalty from now on. I will say, your love continues forever. Your loyalty goes on and on like the sky. You said, I made an agreement with the man of my choice. I made a promise to my servant David. I told him, I will make your family continue forever. Your kingdom will go on and on. Lord, the heavens praise you for your miracles and for your loyalty in the meetings of your holy ones. Who in heaven is equal to the Lord? None of the angels is like the Lord. When the holy ones meet, it is God they fear. He is more frightening than all who surrounds him. Lord God, all powerful, who is like you? Lord, you are powerful and completely trustworthy. You rule the mighty sea and calm the stormy waves. You crush the sea monster Reba. By the power you scatter your enemies. The skies and the earth belong to you. You made the world and everything in it. You created the north and the south, Mount Tabor and Mount Haran. Sing for joy at your name. Your arm has great power. Your hands is strong. Your right hand is lifted up. Your kingdom is built on what is right and fair. Love and truth are in all you do. Remember to share that this week with someone. Love and truth are in all you do. That's what Jesus wants us to do. Share his word. Let somebody know that God loves them. Write a little letter. Write a little note. Put it on a person's door or put it in their mailbox and say, hey, God loves you. We're praying for you today. The encouraging word helps many of our souls. And it will help you, too, that you know that you have given a kind act unto God's people. Whether they're sinners or whether they're Christians, we always have to lift up the name of Jesus. Remember again to pray for our country. Our country needs a lot of prayers. Our moms and dads, our families that has people that has been shot down, that has been killed, that has been robbed. We need to pray for them too. But remember, God is always on the throne and his line is never too busy. Just think of the technology we have of today. We have the technology that we can look down from Mars and take pictures of the universe and we can show them. But we didn't. God doesn't need all of that technology. He made it. He created it. He just has a clear ear listening and wanting you to call him and talk to him and let him know what is bothering you. He knows already, but he wants to hear that prayer from you. Isn't it wonderful that his kingdom is built on what is right and fear, and love and truth are in all that he does. Yes, we love God. Thank you for listening to God's favorite radio program. Remember to listen on Friday nights to our sister minister Janice Williams, the host of Victorious Living at 7 p.m., Sunday nights at 7 p.m. for our pastor, Evangelist Vivian George. God bless you, and may God meet your needs this week. Share his love is what we want you to do. In Lord's name, we turn it over now to our pastor, Evangelist Vivian George.
Thank you, Minister Peggy. Thank you so much. Is a blessing, I tell you. Why do we love to talk to you on praise because we feel like this is the most important thing we should do in our lives as believers, as Christians, as in order that healing take place in our lives, in order that any obstacle that we have to come up against the evil one, because we realize we'll have trials and tribulations, but the way out is what I'm trying to get you to see. You notice we come every Sunday night with praise, with praise, with praise for 15 minutes. When you go into a sanctuary, you have praise, praise for at least 15 to 30 to 45 minutes. There is a purpose and a reason for that, because God said, come into my courts with thanksgiving and praise. And we know what praise does. It ushers in the spirit. It brings healing. It heals. It delivers. When we get into true praise. So tonight my topic will be the high cost of sincere praise. The high cost of sincere praise. Are you praising God in sincerity? Are you praising God like David said, with your whole heart, mind, and soul? Are you entering in and receiving from the Holy Spirit? Or are you just going through the motion when you go to a church? When you go gather with the saints? Or are you just sitting there and letting everything pass you by and you're not receiving? Praise God. Praise should always be up on our lips, in our hearts, in our minds. It's healing. It helps us to heal from anything we face in life. Praise God. There is a price to pay to enter into praise. If we think about the Mary Magdalene, when she took her alabaster box, her high cost of perfume, and she washed Jesus' feet with it, and she dried them with her tears from her eyes, with her hair. Praise God. High cost. What are you willing to pay for your praise, to get into your praise, to get closer to Jesus? Praise God. There is a price to pay to enter into praise and worship. Praise God. It is something that must touch our lives. Our lives must be touched through worship. If you don't feel the Spirit moving in you, then somewhere you have some callous areas, cold spots. You need revival. Praise God. Hallelujah. There is a cause for this process. You got to enter in. And we bring you praise to enter you in with the Spirit. We try to choose music that might touch your hearts. Praise God, that you may just get along with God and allow Him to move in your spirit, speak to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And yet each time we come to church, we are faced with what we call to offer an ornan. That may be a liturgical dance. There may be a beautiful choir that sings. The pastor may have an excellent message. It is so easy to settle back in the pew and enjoy the efforts of others. But God has demanded from us a sacrifice of praise. He wants us to get into it. He don't want us to go there and enjoy everybody else. Oh, we had such high praise today until I just danced. I felt like I was a David today. I just danced, and I danced before the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. But it's so easy to sit there. And everybody is dancing around. I mean, your church was dancing today. But if so many were sitting there, and they were just sitting there, if they only could have entered in and felt what we felt, praise God, that means it is going to cost us something. We are faced with fundamental music of these days. Will we accept the offer of our name, or will we enter into the sacrifice of praise? God is not interested only in the praise that we give him in times when things are going well. He is after the praise that comes in the midst of a great trial, a great difficulty, grief, sickness, demonic oppression, temptation, relational difficulties, and financial problems. So your praise have to be able to come out of tries to set you back. Your praise is to be ready at all times, all times. David said, I'll praise the Lord at all times. Praise God. So in your sickness, in your difficulties, whatever you're going through, if you had praised God while you were going through the good times, the praise will still be there with you in the bad times. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's what I'm talking about. He still requires our praise no matter what we are going through, because it heals. The praises of God will heal us in whatever we are going through. God wants to heal us. He wants to heal our mind from past relationships, from hurts and pains. Sometimes we need to be healed from our past. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are operating according to the principle of sacrifice, and God is pleased. Well, don't you want to please God? Don't you want to please him? The costlessness of praise and sacrifice is illustrated in the tabernacle of Moses in the wilderness. Before the high priest came into the Holy of Holies to meet with God at the mercy seat, he came to the golden altar of incense immediately before the veil. It was necessary for the priest to offer incense on that altar before he walked through the veil. If he did not, it would be killed immediately. So when we walk into a sanctuary and the praise is going on, we are to enter in. It is the same of today, only we have the Holy Spirit to usher us on in. At that time, the incense was a very rare and costly. It was composed of four different ingredients gathered from different countries. It was blended in a unique fashion. No one was allowed to copy the ingredients in any other incense. We have the Holy Spirit, the sweet-smelling Savior of the Holy Spirit that dwells in us. God demands that that sacrifice cost us something. This is the principle that God, that pleases him, but it is the thing we try to avoid. We try to avoid the Holy Spirit. We fight against the Holy Spirit. We don't allow the Holy Spirit. We are not free. We just not free, praise God. We should far prefer to praise the Lord when it is easy for us. We would readily give him our praises when things are going well, but God is more interested in our reactions as we walk through the trials of fiery furnace. When we are walking through the fiery furnace, it's a purpose. It's to help us to get where God wants us to be. He said these are light afflictions. I know we seem though it's so hard for us, but these are light afflictions. God won't allow
He won't allow us to go through it alone. He's right there with us. But it is precisely at this point that our greatest temptation comes upon us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We have been trained to respond to God on the basis of feeling and not faith. Faith is what we should be standing on, not feelings. Praise God. But praise in an act of will. We will praise the Lord in spite of the way we feel. David said, I will bless the Lord all times. All times is what I want you to hear is all. I always presses on certain words in the Bible when it's say all. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Praise God. His praise. Praise God. Sometimes there's a great sacrifice involved in this act of the will. It is precisely at this point that our feelings and our will come into conflict. We have to get away from our feelings and say, Lord, your will be done in my situation. Because I'm giving this situation over to you. Praise God. Tell you a little story. In one of the many books written about the original Azusa Street revival in 1906, an author described the beginning of classical Pentecostalism in the country. He described the culture tradition that have grown up in the Pentecostal movement. These have not been articulated as doctrines, but have been passed from one generation to another. He states that Pentecostals do not speak in tongues until they are prompted. They do not enter into praise and worship until they are prompted. We have heard much about the great Azusa revival. But we now, God is wanting to deal with us on a personal basis. He still wants to move mightily in our hearts. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is still saying, I desire your praise. I desire your praise. If this is true, it means that many Pentecostals believe that speaking in tongues is more a function of emotion than of the will. That's wrong. We speak in tongues as an act of the will. It is also is wrong in relationship to praise and worship. We praise God not only when we are prompted, but we praise the Lord at all times. We have to know why we praise God and why we want to praise Him at all times. Praise God. Hallelujah. When we are in a church service, praise should be going on in our hearts, even though praise is going on up at in the front of us from the praise group. Praise God. Another problem in many charismatic churches is that people have been into praise and worship for so long that it has become merely a liturgical form. People raise their hand, say the right words, assume all the proper expressions of praise and worship, yet their minds are someplace else. They are wandering all over the place where they just came from or where they are going. They got so much going on. You got to realize when you are in a group of people, there is so much. That's why we have to go in praying. We have to leave our homes in an attitude of prayer and praise and get into the sanctuary and pray. We should never enter a sanctuary and just sit there and watch someone else pray. When you walk into a sanctuary, you should enter into prayer. But we find today's world, while someone else praying, we have sitting up in there, not entering in with our mind, just roaming. We need to enter in to the prayer. Get in tune with God. Let God do His perfect work.
So when the pastor come in, he will be, oh yes, so prayed up. Praise God. The church has fallen back a little. We don't know. We're not being taught. Praise God. Their attention is not being directed unto the Lord, but is still involved in the affairs of life. Praise God. Then we say, why? Why do we don't feel it like we did of old? Why that the spirit not moving like it did of old? People are getting too lenient. Some people's hearts have waxed cold. Praise God. Part of the sacrifice is praise. A praise is the directing of our thoughts toward the Lord. Our will literally grabs hold of our mind and focuses on the attention upon the word and upon the Lord. This involves sacrifice. You got to take over your mind and let the sacrifices of praise consume you. This involves effort. But it must happen every time we come into the house of the Lord or in our life day by day basis. I too, during the day, that my mind drifts and wanders, and I have to pull my mind back in such to subjection and keep the praise on. Yes, Satan would love for your mind to drift. Praise God. One verse in the Psalms has always intrigued me. In Psalms 103:1, David said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me." I want everything in me to be directed to the Lord. I don't know when the devil may try to hit me with some kind of disease or something, but I want every part of me to be blessed at all times. He is commanding his soul, David was called. He is saying, soul, bless the Lord. This is the essence of sacrifice of praise. It is absolutely necessary to teach every congregation, everywhere we go, the sacrifice of praise. Praise releases miracles. The sacrifice of praise is like turning a key in an automobile. It gets the engine started. The engine starts and the car begins to move, and in the same way, the blessings of the Lord come down upon his people. Praise God. Sacrifice brings miracles when we are willing to make a sacrifice. We got to be willing. We link ourselves directly to the miracle working power of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We should be always wanting to link up in the Spirit of God and be caught up with him in praise and adoration to him. Praise God. Relationships will be healed. There will be healing of the sick. People will be delivered from oppression, evil spirits. Finances will be turned around if we link up in the Spirit. All of these things will happen. It is the principle of sacrifice that triggers the miracle working power of God. That is awesome. All these things should be happening in the church, but we're not on one accord. We're not linked up, praise God. It's God. Despite how we feel, we need to be linked up in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray that when you go into the sanctuary, you, praise God, don't just sit and watch and let your mind wander, but get linked up. David said, praise God, in Psalms 34, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast
on in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Praise God. This is a together thing, is what I'm trying to tell you. This is a together thing. And let us. He didn't say by himself. No. This is a together thing. And he said, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Praise God. So when you will link up with praise, see what it does. Praise God. Psalms 35, a prayer to rescue David. See, there's all kind of prayers and praise that you can do. Psalms 35 said, plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. See, all those people that's in the sanctuary, they're striving you for one thing or another. You may not know what they are going through, and they may not know what you are going through, but when we link up together in the Spirit, God knows. Praise God. Hallelujah. He knows what each one of y'all, and God is going to come in the midst of that thing. God's going to come in the midst of that situation, yes, and God's going to move in the midst of that situation. Then we can have a testimony. Praise God. Hallelujah. Take hold. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. David, call upon the Lord at all times. Praise God. He shows us all through the Psalms how he called upon the Lord when he needed the Lord, when he was in distress, when he danced before the Lord. We see so much. But still, we want to quench the Spirit. And we want to hold back on this move of the Spirit. I advise you, the next time you enter into the sanctuary, enter in with praise and thanksgiving. Enter in. Just enter. Even if nobody else is praying, you get in and start entering. Bring in the Spirit with you. And say, oh, I magnify. Come on and magnify the Lord with me. God wants you. He's talking to us as an individual. He's speaking to us and he's calling us. Come, my little ones, call my little children. Praise God. And worship me. And worship me. Praise God. Praise God. You have to make a choice and let the devil know that you're going to bless the Lord. And you're going to shut him up. Praise God. I command you to leave your thoughts alone. And I'm going in. Tell the devil you're going in to praise the Lord. If you are going into a sanctuary and you have been going through something, you got to let the devil know you're leaving him outside. He's not coming in with you. Praise God. I believe, without a shadow of a doubt, that if you leave the devil outside and if there's high praise where you are, all your mind will be set free. Your mind will be set free. You will not be tormented. You will not be oppressed or depressed. You won't think of, you won't even have time to think about the things that had happened before you went in. But a time, what a time when you come out of refreshing. Praise God. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. He's waiting on us. That's how we receive what we want. He's not going against our will. No. He said, let my will be your will. Trust in the Lord at all times. Praise God. I will bless the Lord at all times.
I will have faith in the Lord. Keep the faith that God can do anything but fail. Praise God. I'm so glad you was here with me tonight on Praise. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. May I bless you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance towards you and give you peace. God said, bless his people. May you be blessed in your going in and your coming out, your uprising and your sitting down. May this week be the best blessing that you ever received in your life. God wants to bless you. He says, I want to bless my people. But he also wants you to praise him to receive them blessings. Praise God. God got a blessing waiting. Yes, it is. It can be financially, spiritual, or physically. God got a blessing for you this week. Praise God. Hallelujah. And bless you in Jesus' name. Come back and be with us next week. We have enjoyed you being here. Good night now, and I'll see you next week at the same time, 7 p.m. to 8, in Jesus' name. Bye-bye.